It's 6:45. Good morning. I'm Anthony Murnell with KRWG News. New Mexico State health officials on Tuesday announced over 1,100 new COVID-19 cases in the state and 12 additional deaths related to the virus. As of Tuesday, there were 639 individuals hospitalized in New Mexico with COVID-19. The bipartisan infrastructure bill that was signed into law by President Joe Biden includes the RIDE Act, legislation co-sponsored by New Mexico U.S. Senator Ben Ray Lujan. The act is designed to require auto manufacturers to include technology in new vehicles to prevent drunk driving. The senator talked about that and other provisions he worked to include with the legislation. He spoke with Fred Martino. Here's part of their conversation.
With modernization of vehicles, they're getting to a place where they're self-driving. Many vehicles today that have already rolled out and are being tested, even by Tesla, have packages where they're autonomous. They can drive themselves.
Yeah.
Most new vehicles have features where they'll keep you in the lane as long as you keep your hand on the steering wheel.
Okay.
About, you know, a decade ago, auto manufacturers were required to install backup cameras, for example, to stop the deaths of so many kids that were getting killed when you were backing up your vehicle. And now it's a requirement in every new vehicle. This would be a package of technology that would be able to sense alcohol in your system, whether it's by touch, it's looking at how erratic a vehicle may be driving, things of that nature. And again, Subaru's already done this. So we're hoping that this will come to the United States soon. And it's only the first step here.
Do we have an idea yet, Senator Lujan, of the rollout on this, how long it's going to take to get this implemented in vehicles through the RIDE Act?
So I'm hoping that this happens the next 3 to 5 years. But okay. As Subaru has demonstrated in Europe, they announced it now. It's going to be rolled out over the next year in Europe. So I'm hopeful that it'll come to the United States sooner rather than later. But it's going to take a lot of work from advocates to make sure the Department of Transportation, under Secretary Buttigieg, that they hold the manufacturers to keep their word and they get this actually rolled out.
Okay. Well, we're running out of time, so I want to get to one more very important priority. I know as chair of the Commerce Subcommittee on Communications, Media, and Broadband, you pushed expansion of the Affordable Connectivity Benefit, which your office says will make internet access more affordable for more than 785,000 New Mexicans. Tell me how this will work.
That's absolutely true, Fred. As many as 90 million people across America don't have access to the internet, not because they don't have a connection at home necessarily, but because they cannot afford it. And so we need fast, reliable, affordable internet across America to make this a reality. And when you look at other countries across the spectrum, countries that have done this correctly, that, you know, you can get fast, affordable internet that's 100 megabytes download compared to, you know, most parts of New Mexico, even if you have a fast connection, it's 20 megabits. So it even slows it down a bit. But for 15 to 25 bucks in America, that's going to cost you $100 to $200. It's just out of reach. And so the affordability piece was built off of a program that we in Congress included in the American Rescue Plan so that more families could qualify for this program and have that support to be able to lower their internet bill. So in New Mexico, it's estimated as many as 785,000 people in our state, you know, with a population of about 2.1 million, about a third of the state will benefit from this, making internet more affordable for families. So I was very proud to keep pushing this and make it happen. And in total, New Mexico is expected to see about $750 million, which will be used to build out connectivity to every corner of our state and make internet more affordable for families.
Very important stuff. And of course, with the pandemic, we have a better idea of how important not only education, but a lot more remote work. So people do need a good internet connection at home.
Amen to that, Fred. You know, it's a job opportunity. It's education for families. It's small businesses that will launch or be able to expand, and even access to healthcare. What we saw during COVID was more use of telehealth where people at home could be able to get a secure connection to their doctor, to their provider, to mental behavioral health specialists, and they'd keep their appointments. It doesn't replace an in-person visit, but I'll tell you, it sure is a lot less expensive and safer for someone that lives in rural New Mexico to have to drive 3 hours in one direction, maybe get a hotel overnight, have to put fuel in the tank and get extra food, when they could just do that a doctor's appointment from their home or from their living room. That makes a big difference, and I'm hoping we can protect that access and expand it with the availability of more internet across New Mexico.
That was New Mexico U.S. Senator Ben Ray Lujan. You can listen to the full interview online at our website, krwg.org.